Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the third and final hour. Hard to believe we're already into the third and final hour here today. Coming up, Rockefeller's joked about controlling the world. And this from a History Channel piece by their authorized biographer. There's no joke about it. Every globalist organization, every eugenics organization, every time you get to the end of it, about 80% of the time it's a Rockefeller family. Another 20% it's the Ford or Carnegie Endowment. I mean, and generally the Rockefellers are involved too. I mean, they literally have charted the course of our planet for the last 100 years. And David, in his biography, his autobiography, written by him 3 years ago, says they're trying to set up a world government. But then we talk about it and tell the general public, who literally don't know their head from a hole in the ground, and they just say, none of that exists. There's no elites. There's no power. I run everything. You know, there's nobody over me. There's nobody trying to guide my life. I run everything. Of course, the so-called joke was a thin veil for the fact that they, by the end of the 1950s, had become the preeminent elitist family and controlled huge swaths of economies, infrastructure, media, and businesses worldwide. Revelations on behalf of the late Aaron Russo concerning that Nicholas Rockefeller told him about the family's predatory control of the planet were explicit in their honesty and scale. Nick Rockefeller told Russo in advance that an event would precipitate the invasion of Afghanistan so that U.S. could run oil pipelines through the country before invading Iraq and establishing military bases throughout the Middle East. He also stated that we would see soldiers looking into caves in Afghanistan and Pakistan for Osama bin Laden, and that there would be endless war on terror when there's no real enemy and the whole thing is a giant hoax, so that the government could take over the American people, according to Russo, who said that Rockefeller was cynically laughing and joking as he made these astounding predictions 11 months before 9/11. Again, nearly a year before 9/11 took place. And it goes on, Rockefeller also related how members of the elite were obsessed by creating a world identification society where people had to carry ID cards and prove who they were at all times. During one conversation, Rockefeller asked Russo if he was interested in joining the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR. But Russo rejected the invitation, saying he had no interest in enslaving the people, to which Rockefeller coldly questioned why he cared about the serfs. I used to say to him that, where's the point of all this, said Russo? You have all the money in the world you need. You have all the power you need. What's the point? What's the end goal? To which Rockefeller replied, paraphrasing, the end goal is to get everybody chipped, to control the whole society, to have the bankers and the elite people control the world. Rockefeller also told Russo that his family foundation created and bankrolled, by the way, this is mainstream news, the Woman's Liberation Movement in order to destroy the family, and the population reduction was the fundamental aim of the global elite. Below there you can watch a clip of Russo's interview with Alex Jones, which he details the admissions of Rockefeller. You can also watch a clip of the History Channel, and that is coming up in the next segment. Then we got my good friend Kevin Booth here in studio. I also want to get into a story from yesterday I said I was going to cover, but that I never got to, and that's the little girl who brought a serrated butter knife, but they call that a butcher knife, a serrated devil weapon, to cut her steak with that her dad had cooked the night before. She's facing felony charges. And I just wanted to dovetail this into a lot of other issues that we face and just go over the larger picture there. We'll also jam some of your phone calls in and take calls when Kevin's here. Kevin's having a screening of his American Drug War film tomorrow night, and there's going to be a bunch of free tickets given out here on air. So you'll want to take advantage of that. I'm told about 200 people from his L.A. screening showed up from this show. We'll see what happens in Austin.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
On DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We see these type of reports all the time. Knife at lunch, it's 10-year-old girl arrested at school. The police, even though the school is saying teacher saw her pull out the serrated butter knife, but they call that a steak knife. Most butter knives, as you know, have a serrated edge. And they saw her with it, and she was cutting the meat. They say she's a good student. And they came over, and the school teachers, like good Nazi pigs, went and called the police. And she went to jail and is in jail. And when the police arrived, she was eating the steak her dad had cooked the night before. She did not use it inappropriately. She did not threaten anyone with it. She didn't pull it out and brandish it. Nothing of that nature, explained Marion County School spokesman Kevin Christian. So at least this school has normal people running it at the higher levels, but moron idiots at the lower levels. Now, let me just say something. My dad, by the time I was five, was a dentist. He'd gotten out of dental school. And when I was in kindergarten, I remember sticking in my pocket a scraper, a tartar scraper. But you could call it a weapon. It's got a little curved end on it. I remember sticking it in my pocket because I wanted to show my friends. I didn't even hide it. I just stuck it in my pocket, kind of like when I was 4 years old. I picked up some candy, and my mother didn't notice that I had it till we were in the car, and she told me that was stealing, and I brought it back. But I had that in my pocket. And the teacher saw me out showing it to friends and said, that's dangerous, and gave it back to my parents. Nowadays, they charge five-year-olds with felonies. And they call anything and everything a weapon. And that's what they're doing here. And so your child wrestles on the playground in the third grade and they knock somebody over and a teacher sees it, felony charges. I mean, I want all these cops to think about all the things they did. What did you do in school? Did you ever take a pocket knife to class? In fact, when we went to school, and this is only, I don't know, I guess I was in high school 16 years ago, we pretty much, all of us, carried pocket knives, and we'd pull them out and pick our fingernails at the desk, and we'd have coaches chewing tobacco at the front of the, these were 5A schools, too, but, I mean, it wasn't yet the total Nazi Germany situation. And, I mean, they wanted gangbangers who were bringing knives to stab people to get in trouble. And if you did something like that, you'd get in trouble. But some little pocket knife. Now, folks, they'll arrest you. You know, if you're in a mall store with a pocket knife, calling it an Al-Qaeda devil weapon. But this is the zero-tolerance culture. And in tyrannical cultures, we see systems where the entire apparatus of the police mechanism is focused in on the commoner, on the average person, and the laws and the enforcement of them are ratcheted up to a point where things that weren't illegal are now illegal. There's a lot of you listening out there that send your children to government training camps, and I got to tell you, I mean, kids do things they're not supposed to. But I remember the cases, there have been a couple of them. One girl was valedictorian. It was the last day of school. She brought a box of Dixie knives, forks, and spoons. They are serrated. You can actually cut somebody with one of those. And she was going in to have a party for her favorite teacher with a few of her friends. This is the teacher's pet. Security guard stops her in the hall and says, "What is that?" She says, "A cake. What's in the bag?" You know, you're trained how to be a prisoner. He starts searching it. This is in the news. We interviewed her. And he goes, put her in handcuffs, call the police, she went to jail. And then they said, okay, we're taking your last semester, you got to go to summer school now to get your high school diploma. Valedictorian gone. Because there were plastic knives, and they are serrated, and they can be used as a weapon. There are other cases of where it's always prominent students, it seems to be, because that's what gets the attention, that they're being persecuted too, is they'll bring Tylenol or ibuprofen or Midol. I've seen that with women, with these young ladies. And you got to have a doctor's prescription for Tylenol in school. And they throw the book at you. The school simultaneously pushes Ritalin and Prozac, you know, deadly chemicals on you. But then if you have just some over-the-counter nothing, they throw the book at you. I mean, the cops think it's normal now in places like Goose Creek, North Carolina, to just come in, have everybody line up, have police dogs grab their bags and rip them open and search everyone, and then no drugs are found. They think it's normal to do that. I mean, this is mass warping of the mind. Meanwhile, the narcotics are brought in by the government, and they're pushing them on the kids, the illegal ones. So this is going to has a good chance of happening to your children. And let me explain something. I don't just hear about this in the news. I don't just read about this in the press. I don't just hear about this on the radio. Every few months, I hear about middle-class people, rich people in circles that I'm in, working class people, where their child, their three-year-old, is jumping around the bed and jumps off and breaks their ankle, or jumps off and gets their leg hung in the side of the bed and breaks the toe, or where a child in front of witnesses is 4 years old going across the monkey bars and falls and breaks a leg. My mother broke her arm climbing a tree. She'd have been CPS and gone forever, folks. And you can go in, and the first thing they do is snatch your children. You need to know that. And all you cops out there and CPS workers, I bet bottom dollar 95% of you broke a finger, broke a foot, broke an arm. And you went home and said, "Oh, my gosh, Mama, and oh, my gosh, Daddy, it hurts." And they said, "That's okay, Junior. That's okay, Missy." And they loaded you up in the car, and they drove you to the hospital, and they set your arm. That's not how it is now, folks. I dislocated my shoulder one time. The doctor came right into that Mesquite hospital, and he said, did your family do this to you?" And I said, "No, I was at the pool, and we were wrestling, and you know, I didn't know it was dislocated until I got home. I couldn't really move it, but it hurts bad. Doc, fix it." "Are you sure? No one in your family did this?" You know, secret police everywhere. Oh, but let's not stop 30 million illegal aliens with fake ID cards on welfare. And my point is, I'm not even attacking those people. The point is, you think you're safe out there. The point is, you think you're okay. You're going to find out when one of these things happens. And there was another case of where she was the salutatorian, favorite of the school, you know, was a southern school. I think it was Tennessee. I remember interviewing her. That was like 5 years ago. I see these all the time. These are the few I've interviewed. And she was moving out. She was going directly to college. She wasn't going to wait for the summer to get into college. And in her car, her parents had given her new dishes, you know, new set of plates, glasses, knives, forks, and they were in the plastic case with the open front, like you buy, where you can see the knives, and there were steak knives sitting right there. Now, imagine if a normal, but see, zero tolerance. Security guard walks by, sees plates, sees stuff, sees a you know, thing with a bunch of spoons, forks, and knives. Didn't matter. Went in the school, called her up, put her in handcuffs, took her to jail. That, too, was at the end of the school year. She forfeited her semester, had to go to summer school. Didn't get to enter college. They'd already had graduation, but they didn't care. They just went ahead and took what she had because she had her car full of shopping goods. Now, this is how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what they do. And it's going to get worse. They're now passing new environmental laws where they find a AA battery in your backyard, 5 years in prison. States are passing these laws. Environmental laws with new environmental cadres and bureaucracies. You ever read the Declaration of Independence, how the king sent forth swarms of agents to eat out our substance? I mean, they're going to control how big your house is, any remodeling, home inspections by environmental guilds. You'll have to buy carbon credits from them. Hundreds of new taxes, a reign of terror. You think it's bad them taking farm property and land from people under the guise of environmentalism? It's about to begin. The fun is about to start. We have only hit the tip of the proverbial iceberg. And I'm begging each and every one of you to educate yourself about Agenda 21, about UNESCO, about the UN treaties, about the system we're going under right now. Because it's all spelled out in black and white. Look, they can't just come take your house or your farm or inspect your house or, you know, take over your life without excuses. Oh, it's the carbon footprint. And guess who started modern environmentalism over 100 years ago? This is in mainline books on environmentalism that are pro-environmentalism, the Rockefellers. They created eugenics, or they codified it and pushed it and created its modern version. They created it all. I mean, we don't just make them like supermen, like a bunch, you know, like four or five Lex Luthers or Lex Luthers. They literally are a bunch of Lex Luthers. You understand that? And they created the vaccine movement, and they own most of the private hospitals in the nation today. They control them through foundations, tax-free. They're the ones doing it to you. 9 times out of 10 or more, you got cancer, you can thank them. 9 times out of 10, you got Crohn's disease, you can thank them. You got some environmental group taking your property, and 5 years later they built condos on it, and they said it was going to be a wildlife preserve, you can thank them. They're behind it all. They are literally behind almost everything. They are a curse on this land. They are pure evil. And a clip of them is coming up joking about controlling the world on the History Channel. So we'll be discussing that, and Kevin Booth will be in here as well with his new American Drug War film, 3+ years in the making. I know we also have loaded phones. Holland, Joe, John, Jack, Charles, and many, many others that are patiently holding. Again, I'm very honored that you listen to the show. I'm very honored that so many AM and FM stations have picked up the show over the years, that so many new stations are turning us on. I'm very humbled by that. I'm very thankful for you spreading the word about truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com and prisonplanet.tv. I would just briefly add that for the month of December, you can get 5 months free at prisonplanet.tv. That's right. When you go sign up at prisonplanet.tv for a yearly membership, close to half that year price is lopped off. Comes out to you pay for 6.7 months and you get 5.3 months free. And that's for the month of December at prisonplanet.tv right now. So go get a membership, or it's not too late to give it as a Christmas gift.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 19, 2007. Gold, 830-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $824.47, $406.35 for half, $203.18 for quarter. That's $824.47, $406.35, and $203.18. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
This call is from a federal prison.
Don't touch that, or you'll get electric, you'll die.
Oh, okay.
We don't screw around here. This isn't Texas.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one in the United States, the problem of dangerous drugs.
80% of the cops shot in this area were shot because people are high on drugs. So we want to give drugs to everybody. Let them all shoot the cops.
Turn the firecracker, crackers!
They had armed men in my house telling me I don't need a lawyer. And they wouldn't even identify themselves. They just, because they told me they didn't have to.
I lost two family members and a best friend in a very short span of time to alcohol, cigarettes, and illegal prescription drugs. So fearing that I could be next due to my own struggle with addiction, I wanted to find out why the drug war seemed to be such a huge failure.
General Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. Well, he might as well have warned us about the drug complex.
It depends on how much standing you do, Builder.
All right, folks, that is the audio from the video trailer, American Drug War, AmericanDrugWar.com, 3+ years in the making, and Kevin's going to be premiering it here tomorrow night. It costs money to get in, but his lordship is going to offer you again free tickets. I'm told about 200 of our listeners showed up and helped fill the place up at a huge event Kevin had in L.A. He offered free tickets to our audience, so here's more free goodies for you. We don't normally do free goodie things on the show, but we're doing that now. And so with us for the rest of the transmission, we'll also get to some of your calls in this Rockefeller news, is Kevin Booth, my good friend, formerly of Texas, now a wicked Californian. Buddy, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, Alex. I feel like I'm shaking hands here.
You can hardly reach across there. It's good to see you. I mean, American Drug War, it's really powerful. You spent a lot of years on this. We had you on a few months ago about this. But, I mean, just break down. The film's going to be on Showtime, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, tell us about this film.
Well, it's actually been 4+ years now, believe it. It started in 2003. It's just been a long labor of love. We've been recently, one of the most exciting things, we just got back from New Orleans where we screened this thing for a bunch of former narcotics officers, former DEA agents at this big drug policy event that they have every year. This year it was in New Orleans because the drug war is so bad in New Orleans. And it was incredible being able to show a film about the drug war to all these people. And not one person in the audience disagreed. And these are like narcotics officers watching this.
Oh, they all know it's a joke. All it does is get cops killed, and then it gets the criminals involved in the drug trade because there's a lot of money.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And so, you know, there's groups out there. I don't know if you've heard of this group called LEAP, which is Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And, you know, this is thousands of basically former narcotics officers, guys that have spent their entire lives putting young kids in jail for what they now know are ridiculous reasons. They now know what they did was wrong, and they're going to try to spend the rest of their lives trying to undo it. And we've got three LEAP speakers in the film. Celerito Castillo, who is in New Orleans with us. We've got Judge Jim Gray and Governor Gary Johnson in the film.
No, it's an amazing film. Now, I'm sick, and I'm trying to get better, but I'm going to try to come out to the event tomorrow night. Before we go any further into the film, which is just amazing, tell folks about where it's showing tomorrow night.
Okay, tomorrow night at Antone's Nightclub. I believe it's on 5th Street, the famous Antone's. The Chronicle got the time wrong. The doors open at 6, and the film starts at 7. So the Chronicle got the time wrong in the list.
What did the Chronicle say?
I think they said 10 o'clock.
Well, the Chronicle says that Centro of Spain isn't Spanish-owned, taking over the roads, so it's probably on purpose. Very deceptive crew of ne'er-do-wells over there. But not all of them, but the leadership. So that's 6 o'clock tomorrow at Anton's.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. And I'm not sure how we should do this other than we could say the first 50 people to get in line before the doors open can get in for free. I don't know how else we could do this.
So that's all they're letting you. Now, you gave away hundreds of tickets last time.
Yeah, that was like a bigger, that was like a 1,000-seat venue.
And I heard it was filled up, too.
Yeah, it was great, and I appreciate that. You got a lot of listeners there in Southern California.
What, you said about 200 showed up?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And a lot of Ron Paul supporters out there. Everywhere we go, in fact, we just got back from touring England with the film, and at every single British event, people were asking me about Ron Paul. I thought that was great.
According to Glenn Beck, he's with Al-Qaeda now. It's getting more and more insane. Kevin, let's talk about your film and some of the things we didn't get into last time. I mean, you went and hung out in crack ditches, you know, in L.A. I mean, people shooting up. I mean, you did a lot of dangerous stuff. Black guys running around out of their mind on PCP, cops waving machine guns around. I mean, I've seen some of the raw footage, too. There's been several incarnations of this film. We'll be right back with Kevin Booth on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Come, you masters of war, here that build the big guns, here that build the death planes, here that build all the bombs, here that hide behind walls, here that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing.
Kevin Booth, director and producer of American Drug War. What do you think the establishment is going to do now that in every major poll, upwards of 70% of Americans know that drug prohibition is a joke? I mean, you have the big pharma and half the TV ads during the nightly news and magazine ads for psychotropic drugs, Ritalin-type drugs, whose molecular makeup is much more toxic and much more addictive and much more powerful than even these illegal narcotics that absolutely are bad news. I mean, you know, you say drugs pretty much killed your brother. You say alcohol pretty much killed your parents. You talk about that in the film. I knew your parents, really liked your parents, knew them for many years, great people. It just seems like yesterday we were at the ranch hanging out with them and they're gone. And then the statistics where you're hundreds of times more likely to die of alcohol or prescription drugs, they don't care, though. And then, yeah, they do grab young kids the first time they're caught with cocaine. It's 5 years in prison. And I'll talk now. A lot of cops are waking up, but some of them are just like, no, drugs are evil. I got to get them. Look at all the crime they create. They've got it backwards. It's that they make it illegal. Then that grows the crime as alcohol
Prohibition did. I mean, that's a no-brainer. So what is the establishment? Your film really covers this in a great way. It's a masterpiece. I mean, I saw it 2 years ago and didn't think what you'd done. I thought it was good, but and then I saw it a year ago, and I thought, well, this is really, and now the new one is just amazing. You know, this whole metamorphosis, and I guess real works of art take this long to do. So much shooting. But what is the establishment going to do as this revelation is understood? And here they are pushing deadly drugs on people, and then with the other hand trying to imprison everyone, and then the government's caught shipping all the drugs in.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, it just... Yeah, you know, all I know is that even when it, what's so weird about it is that when you talk to any of these people, it's like a groupthink thing. When you get a cop or anybody alone by themselves and you ask them, do you really think marijuana should be illegal? They'll never, ever say, yes, I do. It's only when they're all packed together, these drug warriors, that they can say that. And the marijuana equation is very important to this because you know, and this is an important statistic in the film, that 85% of all American drug users are all Americans that use illegal drugs, okay? 85% of all Americans that use illegal drugs only use marijuana, okay? So if you remove marijuana from the equation, the entire drug war is going to crumble.
85% of their drug war is gone.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to lose everything. So they have to keep marijuana. So they have to, and that's why they have to keep pushing that marijuana belongs in Schedule 1 alongside of things like PCP and crystal meth and crack cocaine, which is absolute insanity. And everybody knows it. You know, and you got this herb that grows out of the ground. People have been using it for thousands of years.
And all it does is make you sit on your butt and eat pizza.
And it's also proven that they've yet to ever come up with anything that deals with the side effects of chemotherapy or AIDS treatments or any of these type of things as good as marijuana does. I mean, basically, when people get sick, like when my dad got cancer, when Bill got cancer, it's the same thing. People can't eat. They lose their appetite. And they've
Did
yet
your
to
dad have to smoke bud when he was...
No, he couldn't because he was in Texas. That's just
he
yeah.
thought it was devilish.
Yeah, he would, yeah, exactly. He wouldn't. Yeah, he didn't want to have anything to do with it. You know, if he had been in California and grown up in a different era, maybe it would have been different. I don't know. It was sad to watch him go through that thing and knowing that there was like a better medicine for him out there, or he wouldn't even try it. But, you know, they have yet to come up with anything that would work as good as cannabis for people that need help with their appetite. I mean, it's just, you know, it's sad.
Well, a whole bunch of states passed laws saying that you could have it for medical reasons, and the feds said no, no, no.
Well, then, you know, that's right. I live in Southern California right now, and it's a very crazy thing because it's a perfect example of the federal government being out of step with the state government. I mean, even the local law enforcement, even the LAPD is not against medical marijuana, and the DEA will keep pushing these same myths down your throat, such as, well, wherever these medical marijuana dispensaries go in, it's going to be like crime-riddled neighborhood. No, that's the liquor store. The liquor store is where that happens. Wherever these medical marijuana clinics go in, it's like having like a high-class Starbucks. These are rich, you know, clean, nice, safe places. You know, it's just crazy. It brings a lot of money into the community. And, you know, there's no crime related to medical marijuana. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And the other fantasy that the DEA keeps talking about lately is that marijuana these days is 30 times stronger than it was back in the 60s and 70s. Well, first of all, it's funny because the people that I know that use medical marijuana back in California, a lot of them are actors, lawyers, doctors. You know, these people live good lives and they use this very, you know, clean grown stuff. And it's people that smoke the crummier stuff that are like the cliche of the guy that sleeps on his couch and doesn't get anything done all day. So it's like the crummy weed that's from Prohibition. Now, basically, Prohibition is what's causing everybody.
Yeah, that's because it has a different type of THC effect.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually different, and people don't know that.
Yeah. But it's just
the real weed heads do know that.
Yeah, but it's Prohibition that causes everybody. I mean, basically, one of the points in the film. I mean, I make the point in the film that crystal meth is the modern day moonshine, because what did you have during the years of Prohibition? People are going to do whatever they can to get high or to get a buzz. You're not going to stop people from wanting to change their reality. They've done it since the beginning of time. They always will. If you just take things away, people will just start eating dirt or just whatever they can to make themselves feel different. So when you take away everybody's, like, you know, the natural things that God left growing naturally on the earth.
Then they go to the thing that's made up of a bunch of chemicals.
Exactly. So you've got kids making crystal meth, which is it's a possible. There's nothing else that could be any worse than having kids mixing up dangerous chemicals and smoking it and injecting it. I can't think of anything worse.
Now that's only one facet of your film. You break down the numbers, and you have conservative numbers, but they're still amazing. The numbers I've got are even worse. But you went with conservative numbers, and that's because it's all getting vetted. Yeah. It's going to be on Showtime. About how many people die from alcohol versus all the so-called illegal drugs?
Right. Well, I mean, in the film we say that, you know, about 450,000 die every year from tobacco. About 150,000 die from alcohol-related illnesses. Now, that does not include, you know, car fatalities, accidents. That's just, you know, illnesses, cirrhosis of the liver and so forth. 100,000 from prescription. And my brother actually died from complications of taking legal doses of legal prescription drugs that caused him to have a seizure. I mean, he was taking the amount of legally prescribed pharmaceutical drugs to control schizophrenia for 30
years. But
that's
what happens. They start with a kid saying, you're mentally ill with one drug. Then they actually go crazy from the drug. By the time they're done, like the average Texas foster kid's on 7. And then they start having seizures. That's what WOAI-TV found, is they put them on so many drugs, they start having seizures.
Yeah, I mean, by the time you're 35 years old, you got to have a medicine box because you got like 10, 15 different prescriptions going. And, you know, these people are just rattling because they take so many pills, you know, and it's sad. And they cause you to, you know, I mean, the chemicals, and they don't, you know, it's just like, do you want to trust a guy in a lab coat who's out there trying to make a buck, just like these other people trying to push this nonsense about random drug testing on your children, or do you want to trust the plants that were left growing naturally on your
own? Well, by the way, you know, they start these random drug tests on kids in school. That, if they get your child in the system, and I've seen this over and over again, 9 times out of 10, kids that, I know young people who would like smoke a joint every once in a while, people on the football team with me, and one of my friends, Doug, just started smoking pot. His parents grabbed him in Dallas and put him in this facility where they chained him down for months and tortured him. And when he came out, he was rebellious from then on out and did every drug you could imagine.
Of course.
And I knew a bunch of kids like that. And I saw that, and I thought, man, I'm not going to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Because I saw immediately. I said, this is a business. Because, you know, I also knew the sheriff was the drug dealer in town. So I was like, I'm not going to use something you got. I remember kids thought it was so cool to use drugs. I never thought it was. It's just amazing, Kevin. So your film covers that. You also have some of the craziest footage I've ever seen of Jack Arpaio.
Joe Arpaio.
Joe Arpaio.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Yeah, you know, I mean, I've learned with dealing with some of these drug warrior egomaniacs that the trick to dealing with these people is to laugh at their jokes. You know, when you're around these egomaniacs. So I laughed at all of his jokes. I think I got him to open up a little bit to me. I caught him off guard a little bit, you know. But it was tricky getting
there. This is a guy who routinely runs around literally slamming his car through people's businesses, stumbling around with machine guns. I mean, he's completely nuts. They have helicopters flying around. If they see a green pool, they come arrest you. I mean, it's just always new police state checkpoints. New. They have knock and talk where they come and ask about your guns at your house.
God.
I mean, it's just completely out of control.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, the day that I went there, I mean, I was like kind of on this standby where I had to get there at like 6 in the morning and then with like 15 minutes notice.
And all these inmates are worshiping him going, he's the boss, he's the man. They're all in pink. It's like, oh.
And they all ask for his autograph.
And he's stumbling around going, I'm the commander.
Yeah, like he's like the big rock star. He like fumbles or he like wanders through the prison yard and he brags about how he's got the biggest tent city.
I've got to tell you, I mean, looking at him, he's either got serious brain problems or he was high out of his gourd.
Yeah, right. I think a lot of these drug warriors are drunk most of the time. Like when I spent the day with Barry McCaffrey, I guarantee he was like drinking martinis the whole day.
No, I mean every time I see him, like when I couldn't find him, he's just like, mm-hmm.
Miffy, yes, this is a wonderful lad, wonderful lad. The drugs, and so we had to lock him away for the rest of his life. Did it was good for him. That's another thing, too, that they have it now where if a kid gets arrested with, say, a joint in high school, they can make it so he can't go to college. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's going to help society. That's going to be a huge help for society. Keep kids out of college, I say. Yeah, drug war, good.
Now they're telling kids, hey, if you protest, you could get arrested and then not be able to go to college.
Yeah.
It's like, you just better shut up. And then meanwhile, they just had that CIA plane crash with 3.3 tons of coke.
Yeah, yeah.
Uncut cocaine.
Yeah, and that's another big story in the film we haven't talked to, and that, you know, is that I've actually, to get into these people's world, you know, I've actually become friends with the guy that co-founded the Bloods in Los Angeles, and he's the one that connected me up with Freeway Ricky Ross.
And that was the world exclusive on the show, playing that audio. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, and Freeway Ricky Ross is the guy from the whole Gary Webb story, and we talk about Gary Webb's death and all that, but Ricky Ross was known as the Walmart of crack, and basically, you know,
bought it directly from the CIA.
Yeah, the CIA was like shipping in cocaine, and he was turning it into crack. He had all these cookhouses all over Los Angeles. He was turning it into crack. And
25 million a day,
something like that. Yep, yep. About 100. He was cooking about 100 kilos a day, just himself with his own just personal crew. And you talk about some crazy stories. And we actually become close friends with a guy. He calls my house from jail, and I swear to God, every time he calls my house, I've got people up on my telephone pole. I'm not exaggerating. I take pictures of it every time it happens. I have a whole stack of pictures of people up on my telephone pole.
And you're up on that mountain. You live in Lawrence Fishburne's old...
Yeah, yeah, about Lawrence Fishburne's house. He thought I was stalking him. That's another story. I'll save that one, but yeah.
Oh, really? What happened there?
Oh, you want me to tell the story about Lawrence Fishburne?
I don't know it. I think you told me.
Yeah. Well, I ran into him somewhere. He has dogs. I have dogs. We're, you know, out walking our dogs everywhere. And I ran into him, and I said, hey, I bought that house you lived in. We talked for a while, and I asked him, do you know who Bill Hicks was? And, yeah, we talked about Bill Hicks. So a guy that was working for me actually had his home address from this thing. So I sent him a book that I wrote about Bill to his home address. A couple of days later, I was out in the middle of the woods. I'm talking about like 5 miles away from where you park your cars. I run into him out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm like, did you get that book I sent you? And he's like, who are you? Why are you following me?
What did he say?
And then I actually ran into him again in another place, and by that time, I had to just pretend like I didn't see him. Just like he thought I was stalking him, yeah.
You know, synchronicity works like that.
Yeah.
There's a serendipity. Which
Yeah, we got
okay, tomorrow night, American Drug War. It's going to be shown at...
Antone's. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. Alex is going to be there. Right? Come on, Alex. Come on, Alex. He's going to take a bunch of vitamins after the show. He's going to feel good. He's going to be there.
No, it's just all these other Patriot people. They love to go up in front of crowds. I've kind of been there, done that. Besides, I'm afraid I get around all that beer, I'll start drinking again. I've not been drinking lately. That's good.
But they're telling everybody you're going to be there. You gotta
no, I know. But you notice the Idiot Chronicle said you said it's at 10 instead of at 6.
That's just one thing.
And then I guess, I said, you know, the Chronicle hates me. And you go, oh, no, they're all real mad. And we're going to do the report because you're in it. I mean, like I care, Chronicle, about being in your rag. Like I need to be in your toilet paper.
Well, I'm staying out of that one. All right.
I'm just sick of the Chronicle, man. I'm sick and tired of them. I'm sick and tired of their hit pieces that are all lies about me. I just want them to leave me alone.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. But you guys, so you're gonna come though, right?
Unless I'm even sicker.
Oh, you're gonna be fine.
Here's the deal. I had a really bad sore throat yesterday. You know, coughed up blood, strep throat. You're probably gonna have it.
I'm
in the studio.
Sweating.
You're in the studio.
It's about 100 degrees in here right now, everybody. It's like a humidity factor of 1,000.
You know why that is? This is a tiny studio. And so they have to have it warm for them in there. They all wear coats like in the summer and toady pot around. Me, I like it cold, so I have to let them blast the heater in here like it's a bread oven. So my spoiled crew, I'm just joking.
That's how I feel like I'm back in England because I just got back from England. That was just it. Planes, trains, automobiles, movie theaters. Everywhere they kept the heater blasting. You want to hear a funny story? This is terrible. We actually, at the movie theater in England, the picture was real stretched out and it was real out of focus. And I kept going, what's wrong with the projectionist? And he turned around and he was cross-eyed.
Kevin, I miss you, man. We used to take the dogs for long walks on the greenbelt and fun.
Yeah, well, I'm here for a couple of weeks.
You used to always have the animal control people just jump out of the bushes in the middle of nowhere. Put those dogs on leashes.
Well, back in Los Angeles, it's terrible right now. We got a situation right now where I got a $300 ticket for having my dog off the leash. And the guy actually, they actually have undercover plainclothes guys.
They have undercover poop police here now.
Down,
they look for
really?
The dog pooping, yeah.
Yeah, and they actually, see, I hike along this mountain trail, and they actually have cops up there with binoculars and telescopes that can watch you from miles away walking down these trails. And if you let your dog off the leash for even just a half a second, they will film it And then they'll be standing up there at the trailhead right where, you know, by your car when you come back up to your car and you go, no, my dog's on the leash. And they go, no, he wasn't. You let him off back there. We got a picture of it.
But these illegal aliens that have got seven different IDs, they're allowed to be here and we can give them a pass.
Yeah.
No kids in the car seats, no nothing. But you, buddy.
That's crazy. None of that. We just drove through the border thing. I drove in through from El Paso yesterday. And they have this thing where it's like they pull you over. I guess they're searching for illegal aliens. And they just flag you through. It's like the big check. It's like, here, we're going to stop you for the big search. And then they just wave you through. And the whole thing is like, what's the point of that?
No, and I've been through that one. I mean, understand, this isn't when you're in Mexico. This is like 20 miles off
the
border.
Yeah.
And we've been, in college, I've been down there with some friends. And they go, got some Rohibanol, got some cheap whiskey, had fun with the girls. These guys are like total degenerates out of Clockwork Orange hanging in our car. They go, go have fun with your Robies. And we weren't into drugs. You know, we were down there, you know, getting totally plastered in the old days. But the point is it was just like a complete joke. Kevin, final segment. I want to play this Rockefeller clip when we get back. And,
okay.
And I'm sorry to all the callers. We're just out of time. But I'll be back live tomorrow. Final segment is straight ahead. And tomorrow here in Austin, Texas, first 50 people. You don't give my people more free tickets than that, Kevin?
Front gate. And also frontgate.com. And just show up and see what happens.
Frontgate.com?
Yeah, frontgate.com.
That's the website?
Well, no, that's the ticket website.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Here's the Rockefeller clip from the History Channel.
It was 1956. America stood at the pinnacle of its prestige, and the Rockefellers were the nation's first family, not only of wealth, but also of power.
If there was an establishment in America in the 50s, it was these Rockefeller brothers. These young men have taken their place as these absolutely unique members of a unique family. They're in some sense the very tip of this the American century, the American experience, this optimism that buoys America in the post-war era.
They were in many ways at the center of business life, conservation life, environmental life, political life. They were in the middle of it. That's exactly where they wanted to be, and they loved it.
50 years after Ida Tarbell's scathing attack on John D. Rockefeller Sr. in McClure's magazine, Fortune magazine published a glowing profile of his grandchildren. Each brother was said to be worth upwards of $100 million. But more important than their wealth, Fortune argued, was the vast social empire which the brothers commanded. From their headquarters in Midtown Manhattan, their influence reached into every sphere.
Over the years, through the Rockefeller philanthropic enterprises, charities, support of science, their business enterprises, a web had developed which spread out and was interconnected with practically every center of power in our country and abroad as well. So this was the real strength and power of the family, going well beyond money alone.
Sometimes they would joke about it. They say, well, David gets Europe. Nelson is going to have Latin America, and John D. the Third gets Asia, and then they make some joke about what Winthrop got, you know, which would be something like Arkansas. But nonetheless, there was something really behind the joke.
Now that's the History Channel. You hear that? The environmental movement, eugenics, everything, and they're the ones that pioneered giving the public cancer, engineering, putting in the vaccines, and I've got the documents. Endgame 2 is going to cover all that. They let me live that long. I just can't handle it anymore. These people are complete psychopaths, Kevin. Oh, by the way, they engineered the drug war, too. You'll find out in the 30s, they're the ones, well, you know this, that financed the big movements to, quote, criminalize drugs. And then, meanwhile, they control chipping them in.
Yep.
By the way, they were worth billions apiece back then when billions were trillions.
Man, it's amazing.
Nice people.
Well, it's got to be someone. I guess if it wasn't them, it'd just be someone else, right?
We got to fight them, Kevin. No, I don't think we've ever had people this evil. But hey, you're fighting them. I mean, you know, you're.
Yeah, we're definitely fighting. I mean, that's you know, it was cool going to England, and because before I went to England, I had a bunch of people telling me like, well, the British are real different. They're not really, they don't really care that much about all this, but they do. All the kids in England right now are really, really worried about what's happening with America because they know they're next, so they know they're part of it. That, you know,
same stuff's happening over there. Yeah. AmericanDrugWar.com links up on Infowars.com. You can watch the trailer. There as well. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock when the doors open.
FrontGateTickets.com. That's where you buy the tickets. It's going to be at Antone's Nightclub on 5th Street. Oh, doors open at 6, show starts at 7, and Alex is going to be there.
If I'm not sicker.
He's going to be fine. They're going to take a break from the eugenics, or just a little break there.
Yeah. Sure, I'm going to be. I hope I'm going to be better tomorrow. I got so much stuff to do, Kevin. All right.
Pelican, fly, little pelican.
Little pelican, fly, pelican. You're funny, man. Okay. We're out of time here.
We need electrolytes, Alex.
What I need is not to work, but I have to work. I'm not going to be alive forever, Kevin. I have to fight the New World Order. Folks, get in game. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get Loose Change Final Cut that's out. Get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. Give them this Christmas. It's not too late to do that. And you can burn copies of the films right there off the site and give them to people. Get involved in the info war. If you missed any of the first hour, it restarts now at Infowars.com. To all of you out there, thanks for all you do. God bless.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.